right, we made it.
And we're entering into the Norm L. Entering
via something Ben picked out here.
Let's check it. Here goes, probably.
The Straggle Picker Uppers. August 10th?
Maybe.
Norm L live show. Post Shambhala show. I'm gonna switch it right up on you guys here. Maybe to the dismay of Ben. This is the new. Did you say Underworld track? With her contrast? High contrast. High contrast. Here we are on the Norm L. This is Tanya Tigak. And a little bit of an intro here. And we'll just get settled. Ground ourselves a bit. I just saw a car struggling, trying to get up the street there. Entertaining. Okay, so on the radio it's 93.5 FM in Nelson, BC. And if you're on a ferry, it's 96.5 FM. And if you happen to be up with the Slokanites, or a Slokanite yourself, you can get us at 101.5 in the Valakin, I believe, and 107.5 New Denver. Alrighty. This is the Norm L every Thursday night, 10 till midnight. Hosts Tyler and Ben. Thank you.
guess I just have to keep on looking, I guess. Maybe it is, dude. I don't know. But I'll keep on looking. Thank you very much.
Of illusion, of fooling us all. just a dream. We've crushed everything I can see. And this morning, selfishly, how we fail. And I feel like I do. It's Now that we've chosen to take all we can, this shade of autumn will stay.
To warm up slowly in the morning and then get hot tomorrow. Market Fest is going on. Little Fest is going on, the Slow Can. And there's so many other things that are going on that aren't even listed that are going on here in the Kootenays. So get out there and enjoy it while we have it. You see everything. How many eyes are open? I can see everything.
Oh,
you see everything.
Have a spirit to keep your eyes open. Everything looks so green, man. So green, geez. Look at the earth, man.
Earth, man. Why do you want to destroy this, man? What's up, man?
The earth is so dope. The water is blue, reflecting off the sky, man. All the colors are vivid. All strange, but yet the same. I like this world right now. Or am I?
Of the earth. No, of the earth.
Yeah, man. Wow.
I feel free.
I feel free.
Really free.
I can feel my whole body, man.
I feel my spirit.
I'm your master. teaching you to be selfish. Let me repeat it, because the word selfishness has been condemned so much that there is every possibility you will misunderstand me. But the word is really beautiful. To be selfish simply means to be yourself. I say to you, don't consider anybody else in the world. Just consider yourself. And in that very consideration, you would have considered the whole world. In being selfish, you will find all the altruism that you have been seeking and seeking and were not finding. Because the whole thing was upside down. You are told to love the neighbor, but you have never loved yourself. Loving the neighbor who knows nothing of love, because you have never loved yourself. The neighbor is loving you, he has never loved himself. Such insanity is happening in the world. People are loving each other who know nothing of love. It is like beggars begging from each other, thinking as if the other is the emperor. Both are thinking in the same way. The other is the emperor. Both are beggars. Sooner or later, the reality manifests itself. Then there is misery, suffering. Then you think you have been cheated. This beggar has been trying to prove himself an emperor. Now this is absolutely absurd. You were thinking him as an emperor. The same is the situation from the other side. The other person thinks you have been cheating him, pretending to be an emperor, and you are just a beggar. When both beggars find that they are beggars, what else they can do other than be angry, enraged, violent to each other, hating each other as deeply as possible?
We'll be right back.
Sacrifice yourself for
the Norm L. Noisia with My World. That's right. This world means nothing without you out there, listeners. And all of you. All of us. This is the Normel. Ben's shuffling around in the dark out there somewhere, and I'm at the controls. A little bit of vinyl, lots of CDs going here, lots of new stuff played on the Normel every Thursday night. Noisia will be at Shambhala. These guys right here. Value with Frozen Faces. So it's getting pretty jumpy uppy in here. Up and jumping. I think I'll let Ben play some music soon. He's starting to pace around. Alrighty, the Normel with Tyler and Ben. Thursday night, July 22nd. 93.5 Nelson, BC. Kootenai Co-op Radio, and it's a CJLY. 96.5 Pilot Point. We'll be right back. That was Noisia with Stigma into MRK1 or Mark 1. He's called... Well, I don't want to name what it's called. Here it is, though. Sounds good. On the Norm Elf. Watch them.
You open over there, sir. When you see decent sound string up in the lawn, you know. You know, but I come with your whole pan sound contest. Don't mess with this sound, cause we'll kill you.
Some nastiness, but it's also loveliness. It's a perfect balance in my books. You alright, Ben?
Get out to the bank and right to the coffee shop. A chick play me, what you talking about? A boy like me pimping in the parking lot. Control my high, I'm pop a lot. I just look off a mouth. Shut the lights off. 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 Let's go. Turn the lights off.
This is my clubby song for the night. Shut the lights off. Caspa, and it's a Trolley Snatcher remix featuring Red Man. Lights off so that we can see the light, right? Right. It all reciprocates here on the Normola. Normal.
People apologized to me and they said, we're sorry that we're handing you the stage when we just convinced everybody that the whole world was meaningless. And I said, well, don't apologize. I'm a mythologist and I happen to know the one essential thing, which is that myth makes meaning. The world of appearances is the world of facts and information. And behind the world of appearances is what I call the world behind the world. What the Irish called the other world, what some people call the mythic world. My job as a mythologist is to tell everybody that the real thing we're looking for is behind the obvious world. As the veil thins, the apocalypse veil thins. the other world, what some people call the mythic world. My job as a mythologist is to tell everybody that the real thing we're looking for is behind the obvious world. As the veil thins, the apocalypsis veil thins, we get to see what's behind everything. Mythology or myths, the ones I'm most interested in usually are called folk myths. They're rather simple myths. The folk are the ones that survive no matter what happens. When the culture collapses, when the things that everybody believed in turn out to be hollow, what's left are the regular folk. And who the folk are the people of the earth, the people that kept close to the earth, the people that kept rhythm with the earth and rhythm with nature and rhythm with the elements. They survived the collapses and they continue to tell the stories. And so there's collections of all cultures of the stories of survival. I call them recreation stories.
All right, I hope you can take this one. It's a stomach churner. It's a remix by 16-bit Machine Gun. A noisier remix. A noisier track. Remix by 16-bit Machine Gun.
Say once below a time, or once next to a time, or even once when people had time and it didn't seem like the whole thing was moving faster and faster toward the great end. Once back when time was still connected to tide and the oceans and the world, and time was a thing that rolled back and forth. Once back in that time, right here in this land that we call America, the people here knew that knowledge was available.
We call that Canada.
People knew that if you wanted to find the deep,
I'll put Canada in it.
Earth, all you had to do was go to the cave of knowledge. And they say that in that cave,
we'll be right back.
if you wanted to find the deep knowledge of the earth that we call America, the people here knew that knowledge was available, and a lot of those ancient people knew. Was available, and a lot of those ancient people knew that if you wanted to find the deep knowledge of the earth, all you had to do was go to the cave of knowledge. And they say that in that cave there's an old woman, and they say that that old woman is weaving a garment that is the most beautiful garment that anyone has ever seen in this world. And they say that that old woman has been weaving the garments. And so she's weaving that of porcupine quills. And in order to get the quills to lie sideways and be flat, she has to take each tip.
Can escape outside. Nothing will be a dead man. With all your treasures also dead with you. Your truth, your freedom, your love, your joy, everything will be dead with you. Securely dead. Well insured.
Bit look. Reduce and rise the red mic.
Your breath smells like beer.
After dark. It is after dark.
It is after dark, isn't it?
It's after dark, after us, after midnight. This is Kootenai Co-op Radio.
So do you want to play a couple songs?
I may well play a couple of songs.
This isn't the one I wanted, that's why I'm talking over it. And I'm going to let Osho talk and play one more, and then, hey, I'll let you in there, Ben.
Sounds good to me. It's the Normal, 2 hours every Thursday night, 10 p.m. till 12. Cuba Cooney Cop Radio for all your musical needs and your vocal things through the day and evening and music in between.
Yes.
Don't even bother whether this is a friend or a foe. When you are sharing, the question is of sharing, is not with whom. Whomsoever it may concern, you simply give. You don't be concerned about the address. You simply go on sending the love letters. Somebody will receive it somewhere. And the more you go on sailing, the more goes on entering in you from unknown sources. A man is just like a well.
Lots of that.
Yeah, having a little break here. Ben dropped something over the railing. He's gone off to get it. This is Orion with Mods. And then I'm going to put this track into Kid on a Bike with Super Skank. Here it is again, Mods, Orion.
I've heard there's a few mods of that.
Pardon me. So I went to this instead. Some Mool Mantra. Kirtan Singh and Kirtan Sar. Pardon me. Great song though. We're busting it here.
Bats.
In my belfry.
Such jugad, such heavy, such nanakaho CV, such.
Satnam, Karta Purk, Nirbhav,
Music is what it's all about. I love it just like you love it. That's why you're here. I'm here because I love to play. You don't come, I can't play, and I love to play. So, we don't make too many speeches because it's all about the music. You just heard a hardcore sequence of hot shot dub plates from down Jamaica way. Right about now, we're going to start to change the pace and change the style. During the course of the night, we switch and we swap and we ride around the track together.
You're locked into the Kootenai Court Radio Normal Show, your regular Thursday nights, 10 p.m. till 12. Keeping you till midnight, handing over to Tyler. And let's see what happens this evening. But yeah, Tyler's going to come back on next. And this is the last one from me. It's Kootenai Court Radio. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, nice tune. Nice tunes heard here on the Normal and the Kootenai Co-op radio station. Normal. We go later. Then I Good to be back. Ben throwing down some beauties there, and this is the last 7 minutes and 45 seconds of the show. So let's play it while we can. Noisia with Diplodocus. After Dark coming up.
Diplodocus.
phone call tonight. 352-3706 in the studio.
Manu began the practice of them right there on the top of Mount Meru, the highest mountain in the world, the image from which all cathedrals and all temples and all mosques are made. Manu did the art and practice there and then passed those things down. People say those arts
no practice.
Turn the bass line up.
I don't want dispersants to be the Agent Orange of this oil spill. And I want to be assured in behalf of the American people that this is okay to use and okay to use in the amounts that we're talking about.
Well, a Corexit is one of a number of dispersants that are toxic, that are used to atomize the oil and force it down the water column so that it's invisible to the eye. In this case, these dispersants were used in massive quantities, almost 2 million gallons so far, to hide the magnitude of the spill and save BP money. And the government, both EPA, NOAA, etc., have been sock puppets for BP in this cover-up. Now, by hiding the amount of spill, BP is saving hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in fines. And so from day one, there was tremendous economic incentive to use these dispersants to hide the magnitude of the gusher that's been going on for almost 3 months. Congressmen Markey and Nadler, as well as Senator Mikulski, have been heroes in this respect. Congressman Markey made BP and government put a camera down there to show the public the gusher. And when they did that, experts saw that the amount of material, oil, being released is orders of magnitudes greater than what BP and NOAA and EPA were saying. And the cover-up started to evaporate. But the use of dispersants has not. Consequently, we have people, wildlife, we have dolphins that are hemorrhaging, people who work near it are hemorrhaging internally, and that's what dispersants are supposed to do. EPA